funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey, we're an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who sweat, not glow.
We are keeping the AC on. And so for our people out there who are professional listeners and professional audio people, sorry, it's got to stay on today. It's 100 something outside.
Yeah, you know it's bad when I came in, you're like, I think we should leave. Then I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep the AC on.
Y'all.
So this morning, I forgot to take off my nighttime underwear and put on my daytime underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
just mean you're wearing dirty underwear?
Well, no, I have underwear that I only wear to sleep at night.
Okay.
Because it's like saggy diaper underwear.
And is it comfortable, Kathleen?
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
But so I'm not wearing my daytime underwear today, which is like doesn't absorb, you know, it's very like dries quickly.
Ooh.
I'm wearing my diaper underwear and it's a swamp underneath my skirt
right now. Do you have musty cheeks?
Damn it, NYC.
Oh. This is an Acquired Taste podcast. That's Kathleen.
Oh, hi. I forgot to introduce us.
It's okay.
I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Yeah, and it's a hot one. It's a hot one. I actually was supposed to go out with our friend Rob tonight, and Rob texted me and said, it's too hot out. We can't go out. And I'm like, praise, sister. I agree.
Kudos
with you.
To him for being the person who doesn't try and come up with a quote-unquote better excuse to cancel plans.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just real talk. It's too hot.
Yeah. His exact words, and I loved him for it. His exact words were, darling, let's reschedule for next week. It's too hot and I can't stand it.
Well, maybe the topic of today's podcast, I can convince you guys that it's not so hot outside.
I'm so excited about this, Kathleen.
Maybe I can actually convince you that it's winter.
Okay. How is one going to do that, Kathleen?
So my dad has a rental property and the basement is just filled with junk and amazing junk. And I found this piece of junk. It's a book.
What is it called?
And it's called The Key to Hypnotism Simplified.
Oh my goodness. Can we really quick before we dig into this, do you both believe in hypnotism? Because it's like one of those, do you believe in ghost things? Some people just don't believe. And some people say, yeah, of course.
Yes, I believe in it, but not in the way that people seem to like portray it on TV or in those things.
Okay.
Like, I've been hypnotized before.
You've legitimately been hypnotized.
Excellent. I needed to know that for my scientific experiment today.
Okay. Yes, I am highly suggestible.
Okay.
But when you're hit, have either of you ever been hypnotized?
Never. No.
Okay. So what it is that you're just in such a state of relaxation that you kind of don't care. You're
okay.
Super, you know what's going on around you. Like if you're at a show and the guy's like, cluck like a chicken, you're fully aware that like you're going to do that. You're doing it, but you kind of are like, I don't care. I'll do it. It's
so
not
it's
like
almost like an intoxicated thing.
Yeah. It's just like your barriers go down a little bit. You're just super relaxed and you're not as inhibited, but it's not like you can't control yourself and you're like, why am I clucking? It's
okay.
Just like, oh, I'll play along. This is fun.
There's no like 5 minutes later, someone snaps their fingers and you're like, what happened?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think, maybe it's different for people who are hypnotized for, you know, like to quit smoking or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a way to sort of get your conscious brain to shut the hell up for a second so your subconscious brain can do some work.
Okay.
That's what I think.
See, I'm a little scared because no spoilers, but what I know about hypnotism is from the movie Get Out.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Oh, yeah. That movie is so good.
It's based off true events, is what I believe.
Oh, she...
But you know that isn't... They never claimed it was based on true events.
They never said it wasn't.
Okay. Can we do Science Corner really quickly?
Yes.
Science Corner.
Not all horror movies are science.
Objection. if it pleases the court.
Sure.
Second objection.
No, not objection.
Okay, so that movie
that was not Science Corner. That was Science Tiny Little Spot on the Ground.
Science, pull over this car for a second.
That movie with Kate Hudson where she's like a nurse for an elderly man in Louisiana.
The Skeleton Key.
So that can't happen in real life. That's not science.
You know what? I don't remember that movie and I can't find it streaming anywhere because I recently wanted to watch it.
It's good.
It's real good. Yeah. She's just sweaty the whole time.
Also based on true events.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily not.
not every movie is just in theory based on true events.
This is true, but Bethany, just trust me when I say the movie really happened.
Don't even start with
check
me.
Back on last bonus episode. Check back on last bonus
so
episode.
I know what you did last summer. That isn't that based is, on scientific
no, that's a
fact?
That's a true story.
That, yeah, oh, it is.
Based
okay.
on fact.
Okay,
definitely.
But backed by science.
Backed by Kevin Williamson.
Yes.
Before
I don't
we,
know who that is.
That's he's the creator. He's the writer. Of
I
the,
didn't know
yeah,
that.
He wrote Dawson's Creek too.
I know what you
that's
did last
why
summer. Kathleen knows. Before we dive into this any further, why don't we talk about one of our friends who's bringing hypnotism to the to the foreground of this podcast,
whether they like it or not.
Whether they like it or not.
We are so excited to partner up with MaxiClimber. It's this amazing workout machine that folds right up into your closet. I mean, Sam, you're saying that you put it in your closet and your roommate didn't even see it there?
Yeah, I live in 600 square feet, so if it can exist in my apartment, it can exist in any apartment.
So it's this tiny machine, it folds right up, but somehow you can get your whole body on it, and it's both a cardio and muscle toning machine. Isn't that crazy?
It's like kind of like a stair climber, but you get on top of it and then you sort of lean forward and start like pumping your arms up and down and stepping. And depending on how you position your arms, you can work your muscles too. And it's great because if you're like me and you destroyed your knees in high school, there's no added stress to your knees, your legs, your ankles. It's super low impact.
Yeah. So picture like someone climbing a tree in a cartoon. That's what this machine does to your body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. That's a really good visual.
Yeah.
And the cool part too is they have a free app that's available on Apple and Android. So it's like having your own personal trainer. I was saying one of my things is when I work out at home, it's so easy to stop. But the app sort of times you for you and keeps you distracted so you can actually keep your workout going when you're at home.
Yes. So the MaxiClimber is offering a unique offer to our listeners. Go to MaxiClimber.com and enter code TASTE at checkout to get $10 off your MaxiClimber plus bonus accessories, and I'm a girl who loves accessories, worth over $50. Okay, so don't forget, you go and you enter code TASTE at checkout to get $10 off, and you get awesome bonus items. So that's MaxiClimber.com, code TASTE at checkout. Let's get hypnotized.
Okay, so just a, what am I, not a PSA, just not IPA. And, FYI, if you're driving,
I
maybe,
could go for an IPA.
Maybe wait and get hypnotized not when you're driving.
That's yeah. smart. Because who knows? What if this really works for someone and that someone's a listener in a compromising situation?
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
So if you're operating heavy machinery, now may not be the best time to listen to this podcast. Though I would be curious to meet the person who's operating heavy machinery while listening to this podcast.
But you should reach out.
We want to hear from you.
So I'm excited, but I'm nervous because here's where I am. I want to believe in hypnotism a lot more than I think I actually do.
Okay.
Like I really want it, but I feel like an accidental skeptic where I just can't. So I'm yeah. curious. I'm going to try real hard.
Well, and let's keep in mind, too, when was this book written, Kathleen?
Okay, so basically the pages of this book are yellow. As I said, I found it in my dad's basement. The copyright is from 1956. And it's called The Key to Hypnotism Simplified. And the author is James T. McBrayer.
What was your? What were you? You were laughing to us and said that there's a very specific pronoun in this book.
Yeah, everything is he.
Because you are but a gentle woman who can't read.
They don't know any pronouns other than the word, other than
oh,
he.
Oh, Bethany's my laundry's here. Hold on.
Right back.
She's sweating.
Okay. No, I was going to say you're glistening, but you're sweating.
Yeah, yeah. My building doesn't have, I'm not allowed to use the laundry facilities in the house because it's just a house.
Right.
And there's no laundromat near me, so I have to have it like sent out and delivered, which is maybe the most bougie thing I do, but I still have to carry it up all the flights of stairs.
Yeah, girl, you should have asked for help.
Yeah, we would have
helped
you.
70 pounds. That's 70 pounds of laundry.
My goodness gracious, you're basically Santa. Look at those sacks.
Oh,
look at those
my
sacks
God.
Of clothes. All right, I am so
okay.
sorry.
No,
continue.
No. So I'm not going to read the opening paragraph word for word, but it says generally, just believe in the scientific power of hypnotism as a human ability.
Okay.
Just like loving, hating, building empires, making laws, and inventing things such as gunpowder, electric propulsion, the airplane, and lastly, the hydrogen bomb.
Oh, good.
So this is definitely a 50s book.
Oh, wow. All things I feel extremely capable
okay.
of.
Well, Sam, if you go on Wikipedia, it says that hypnosis is a state of human consciousness involving focused attention and reduced peripheral awareness and enhanced capacity to respond to suggestion.
But is it science?
Just believe in it, Kathleen.
Just believe.
You read the book.
It is as real as the hydrogen bomb. Okay.
Okay.
Here are some basic rules that the author lays out.
Okay.
I need to learn my subject thoroughly before hypnotizing them.
Okay.
So I think I know you guys pretty well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
When you're hypnotizing someone, be confident but not conceited.
Okay.
Okay, so don't be an
Don't be an a-hole. And let manner, words, voice, and appearance show self-confidence.
Okay. We'll trust you if you trust you.
I'm not exactly dressed for the part today, but you guys can just imagine me.
I'm picturing you in a pantsuit, and I feel strongly about this.
Yeah.
Okay. The operator, the hypnotizer, must avoid giving the impression that he is a beginner. even though that it is true. So guys, guess what? I'm very experienced.
Okay, I trust you. Hypnotism. I trust you.
Okay. You should never hypnotize a minor or member of the opposite sex without a third person present. Otherwise, there might be disagreeable legal involvement.
I have so many questions about that one part that they're probably going to roll right over.
Also, I know that they meant minor, M-I-N-O-R, but I'm picturing M-I-N-E-R, where it's just like a bunch of dudes with hard hats with lamps on them.
Never hypnotize a minor.
They're so far down. They may never come up.
A lot to do.
Okay, never hypnotize a person with heart trouble.
Truth.
Ooh, okay, that's just responsible.
Yes, okay. And your first subject, always select a person who has been previously hypnotized, Bethany.
Hi.
Okay.
If possible. If this is not possible, select a very cooperative person.
Neither of those are me.
Nope.
This isn't going to work.
You're unhypnotized and combative at best.
What? You don't say that.
Okay. Here's my favorite chapter. Chapter 4. How to hypnotize.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on.
So,
gotta click my pen.
The author gives a formula. And he says that it is very important that you obtain a serious appearance. A grinning person or clowning operator gets poor results or no results.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Keep it together.
Yeah. Do you need some type of veil or hat?
I don't know.
Bethany has several of each.
Yeah. Do you feel, I think it's just about you feeling confident. Do you feel confident in your appearance right now?
I feel confident. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right.
You look so pretty as a hypnotizer.
Oh my God,
so
thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Guys, I want you to seat yourself comfortably in your kitchen studio chairs.
Okay, I need my coffee. Hold on.
Okay. I'm feeling pretty good.
And then it says, give a matter-of-fact statement about as follows.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, I have to spread my... Get
comfortable.
Jeez.
It's a kitchen studio.
I'm going to adjust my voice.
There are pots and there are pans.
There are many of both.
To maintain confidence... Okay. All right. And control in this situation.
All right, you at home, get comfortable, yeah. Unless you're driving.
By the way, if you're driving, turn this off right now.
Yeah, because it's about to get real subconscious.
If you're cutting vegetables with a very sharp knife for dinner, stop cooking. Mm-hmm.
But kudos for cooking with veggies.
Yeah. Find a couch or a soft patch of grass to lay in.
Preferably the patch of grass.
All right.
Or the couch.
Don't be nervous. Just relax. Put your hands in your lap. And place your feet squarely on the floor. Pay strict attention to every word I speak. Do not think about anything else. You will be benefited by relaxing and going to sleep.
Oh.
You will be able to hear every word I speak and know everything that happens after you go to sleep. You will be able to talk to me and answer my questions. Whenever I tell you to awaken, you will easily awaken and you will feel so much better and refreshed that you will look forward to being hypnotized again.
Now that feels a little bit shiesty.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an upsell.
Pineapples. What's our safe word?
Shrubbery.
You still with me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now just relax. Settle back in your chair. Take a deep breath and relax your arms. Relax your legs. Relax your nerves. Relax all over. Look at the center of the disc.
What disc?
Where's their disc?
Oh, shoot. It says in parentheses, any object will do.
What disc?
Look at my finger.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The finger that I'm holding in my hand.
Which is from someone else.
Where did you get that finger? Whose finger is that?
Erase.
Nope.
Nope.
Do not look off.
A crime has been committed.
Do not say anything.
There's been another murder.
Keep your mind on my words. Think of nothing else. Gaze at the center of my finger. Soon your eyes will get very heavy. Just imagine that you are tired. Your legs are getting heavy. Your arms are getting heavy. Your eyes are getting very heavy, and you wish to close them and go to sleep. All right. It says at this point, I need to look at your eyes and see if they're drooping.
Oh, well, they are because it's hot. No,
well, Sam is cross-eyed and Bethany is crying.
I feel different.
Sam, your eyes are crying.
I feel different. Something's happened.
When your subject's lids begin to flutter and droop, it is a sign that they are closing.
Okay, I'm relaxing. Hold on, I'm relaxing.
Okay. Your eyes are getting very heavy.
So heavy. Okay.
You are getting very tired. Mm-hmm. You are getting very sleepy. Soon, you will be asleep. All right. It says I need to look at your heads. Sam is wide awake, but Bethany's asleep.
I'm sorry, I'm disagreeable.
Her head is dropped a little bit, mm-hmm. little bit forward. Mm-hmm. Later, you will learn that a subject may be faking it here, but be sure to make they are asleep before moving forward.
Mm. Bethany, okay. Are you known asleep. For faking it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Bethany,
you are now asleep.
Okay.
I'm going to lift up your right hand, and when I drop it, you will even go deeper asleep.
Get that hand.
Sam, will you pick up her right hand?
No, but I can pick up her left hand.
No, that's her right hand. No, you're right. That's her left hand. Oh, shoot.
Oh, sweet Kathleen. Okay, I have it.
Okay, now let go. If it drops back into his lap like a wet rag, he is asleep.
Yes. That's a rag right there.
Oh, my God. Bethany's asleep. I've hypnotized her. Okay, Bethany, you are sound asleep. Do not awaken until I tell you to.
My nose is running, though. Can I wipe it?
No. Okay, now raise the right arm and pull it straight out and say, okay.
Gotta get your right arm.
There we go. That's the right one.
Oh, I don't want to.
No, not the coffee.
Get the coffee.
Got it.
Do you think they had iced coffee in 1950? All right. Now raise your right arm. Your right arm is stiff and rigid. It's a bar of steel and you cannot bend or move it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Bethany's
Science!
Arm is steel.
Science!
Oh, my God.
I'm very strong.
Okay. Now it says to stroke his arm lightly from the top outwardly to his fingertips and say, your arm is stiff as steel and you cannot bend it. You cannot bend it.
This is really, really dumb.
Shh. Okay.
You're hypnotized.
Bethany.
Sorry.
You may let your arm lower.
Ow!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Is she still hypnotized? That does not hurt.
Go deeper. Go deeper. Okay, go deeper.
Good.
Okay. All right. I think I have successfully induced sleeping in Bethany.
Don't talk about it too much, though, or I won't believe you.
The book says that I am now, if I have succeeded, I am in fact a hypnotist.
Congratulations.
Okay. I'm going to skip to the part where they give you tips on how to do a show. So this is the part.
Can well, I come out of this?
No, you're still hypnotized.
Oh. Get her to bark like a chicken.
Bethany,
get her to bark like a chicken.
Bethany, when I snap my fingers, you will be awake.
Okay.
Get her to rob a bank.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hey. Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, girl.
What happened?
Nothing. Absolutely
what
nothing.
What happened?
What happened was?
Absolutely nothing. Should we put you under again?
Oh, you know, I will say I feel kind of relaxed.
I also just put up, unbeknownst to the girls on Instagram, I did put up a little bit of that story because it was too good to not. This is a visual episode.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you want to follow along, we are, I forget, what are we? At Acquired Taste Podcast.
Okay. So here's how to put on a show.
Before we learn how to put on a show, can someone hand me my coffee back?
Yeah, because
apparently
it.
You guys took it from me when I was under.
You didn't even know because you were so hypnotized.
It wasn't time period appropriate.
And B, really quickly, can we just give a shout out to one of our partners who we love, Care Of.
Oh, I love Care Of.
So Kathleen brought in her packet of vitamins because it says her name on it. Sam, you have yours. Mine is over there. Yours, Kathleen says, hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I mean, I'm just a sucker for good packaging. Yeah. And Care Of is all that I've ever wanted.
Did you almost just greet yourself just now accidentally?
No comment.
Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. And you take this online quiz. It only takes about 5 minutes. And not only does it kind of give them a clue of what you need in your health, but they care whether you are vegan, vegetarian, so you're not going to get stuff in your pills that you don't agree with ethically. There's a lot of stuff going on. Why are you laughing at me, Sam?
Because you're doing the whole commercial.
I'm sorry, I feel strongly.
No, it's because you feel strongly, which is awesome. I mean, so the vitamins get delivered right to your door in these personalized daily packs, which I love because I used to try and put all my multivitamins in like pill bottles, and that's when you start to forget to take them. So here. It's an individually wrapped baggie, and it has everything I need for the day. And a portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
I love that.
So you're doing something amazing for yourself and something incredible for someone else. So you go ahead, Kathleen. I'm going to take my pills.
So if you want to get on the Care of bandwagon like we are, we clearly love this company. For 25% off of your first personalized month of Care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter our promo code TASTE, that's T-A-S-T-E, to get 25% off your first month. That's T-A-S-T-E. You're going to love it. We love it. Again, that's 25% off of your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Visit takecareof.com and enter our promo code TASTE.
Mine says, just like fingerprints, everyone has a unique tongue print.
Oh.
I think we should find a way to put this to the test right now.
Do you guys remember when I had to do those commercials and they kept giving me no new fun facts? And the fun fact was always people have a unique tongue print. We kept asking them to give new fun facts and they never would. And it was like,
you had three. One was about a kangaroo. Yeah. Wasn't one about a kangaroo?
Yep.
What was that fact?
I don't even remember.
What was that company?
I don't think
we could talk about that.
But like, I think it was like a 2 month thing.
Yeah.
And they never gave me a new fun fact.
It was so funny to record you doing those.
I would get so mad. And so then people, like near the end of it, I would record them like with a wink in my voice. Like, hey, here's a fun fact.
Hey, you crazy kids. Guess what you didn't know already?
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
That makes me very happy.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Tongue print. Kathleen, do you want to teach us how to get put on a hypnotism show?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Getting my book.
Yes. Can I smell the book? Is
you
that
know
a
what?
Weird question?
I really think that we, smell the book. It smells amazing.
It smells like a book in storage.
It does.
I feel like
it?
Macaulay Culkin's going to come flying out of that thing. Yeah. It's like, love it. Like, never ending story.
Oh, it's like, so much hope that was never realized. That's what it smells like. Yeah. Okay, so suggestions for a private entertainment show. I really feel like we pulled Bethany out of her hypnotic state too early because we could have done some of these things with her.
Okay.
Okay, so it says, bear in mind, never make a person do anything which will humiliate him.
Well, that's almost every time we record
and
a podcast.
Always fair. Tell your audience that you have the subjects to do things that amuse the audience, but nothing further than that. Okay.
Right.
Example one, put the subject to sleep and then ask him if he smokes.
Shocking.
Winston.
Oh, do you smoke, sir? No, of course I don't. This is the 50s. No one smokes.
No one smokes. Tell him that you're going to wake him up and he will light a cigarette and that when you snap your fingers, he will be unable to draw on the cigarette and he'll blow on it instead. This will cause screams of laughter in the audience.
Look at Winston. He can't even draw the cigarette. He'll only blow out on it.
Another example might be... tell a man that his thumb is his nose and his nose is his thumb and he cannot remove it.
Well, that's just mean-spirited.
Oh, no. Heavens, my nose is pierced to me on my thumb and I cannot remove it.
He may try very hard and this may be very funny.
This is not funny. I'm in a sincere panic. I sincerely feel like something very wrong has happened to my face. Why are you all laughing?
They just started to like list random things you could tell someone to do in this book.
Tell a woman, if she is the subject, that she is very displeased with her... I can't even
God.
Say this out loud.
Be careful.
She is very displeased with her husband for wearing baggy pants.
Oh, yeah.
And that when you awaken her, she will turn to another subject whom she thinks is her husband and give him a lecture about his baggy pants.
Because you know women, all they do is nag and lecture.
This will create an uproar if you offer to sell the secret to men.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite
part. Oh my lord.
Hypnotize a woman and tell her to go to the kitchen because that's where she should be right now.
Another subject may be given a doll and a handkerchief and told that the baby needs a change of diapers and that he will try to put the diaper on the baby but he will never be able to fasten it.
Here's my question, and this is like a sincere question. And if you were someone who lived like who were in your, you know, teens, 20s, in the 50s,
yeah,
if you're listening, were people that easily amused in the 50s? Like,
I think so.
Were they less jaded than we are now?
Definitely.
Because I just look at these old TV shows that I watch that take place like in the 50s, and someone comes and they like drew a poster for a new theater show and they show it to everyone and everyone applauds and that's the evening.
And like, yeah, well, think about it. Yeah. It's because it's so hard to get entertainment back then because there was no internet, yeah, or web worldwide, yeah, to go looking at. We have YouTube. Do you know how many times I've watched cats do things, yeah, in the last 24 hours?
I mean, Lucy got famous for just eating chocolates off of a conveyor belt.
That's true. Oh, in a humorous way.
She was just eating chocolates.
Yeah. It was just so much easier because there was not an oversaturation of every kind of entertainment. Can you imagine living in a world where the actual movie Frankenstein with Boris Karloff was horrifying?
Yeah.
Like, seeing that thing scares you to your very core. Think about what it takes to scare us as a general whole now.
Yeah, oh, that's, yeah, a good point.
You have to spend millions of dollars to come up with like a sort of scary plot line. And then even people are still like, yeah,
right. You saw, if a couple people with unfortunate, you know, conditions don't have an episode, it's almost not considered a scary movie.
I mean, yeah, think about it. Back in the 40s and the 50s, there were three TV channels. There is ABC, CBS, and NBC. That was it.
My God,
no PBS.
There was no PBS.
No
yet.
Tote bags.
No tote bags.
What if I pledge?
Nothing.
No Amazon Prime.
Oh, well, now you're just full of crap.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It just is so interesting to look back at these shows and be like, huh,
yeah,
that was entertaining.
And this is crazy. Just reading the, first of all, reading this book and everything is him. Yeah. I can't. Okay, this is the last one.
Except the one part that was about someone nagging.
Yeah.
And that was, tell the woman.
This is the last thing I'm going to read you guys because I think it's ludicrous. Okay. Have your subject stretch their arm out, make it rigid, and suggest that they have no feelings. Then light a match and pass it below your subject's hand, but don't remain in one spot for too long or you will burn their flesh.
Wait, so what's the point of doing that?
Because it,
you can't feel this.
Yeah, the subject
this
doesn't
is not
feel
burning.
It at all.
So it's, but they wouldn't feel it anyway, but it just makes you look like a really good hypnotist.
This is kind of fun for me because most of the time it's Bethany trying to convince us she has no feelings.
This is a shoddy book.
This is true.
What a fun treasure for you to find in your parents' basement.
Are you going to keep it? Please keep it.
Yeah, of course I'm going to keep it.
Do you want to tell us what else you found in while digging,
guys,
through mounds of items?
Where did it go? Did I put it away?
I stole it.
So
just to give a little backstory, did Kathleen say this, that she spent several hours in the basement of one of her parents' estates looking through all kinds of things?
Estate.
That's where this is from.
Okay. Does your dad have an estate?
No, he has.
he has an estate.
A 1930s bungalow that's so small you sneeze and the back door flies open, okay? But I was down there looking at things, finding family treasures, and I found, look at this knife.
It's bananas.
Okay, so
it's whittled.
It's huge.
Would you say that knife is a foot long?
I'd say that's about $5.
Okay. So this looks like the type of knife that's like a treasure in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a hunting knife.
Yes.
With a wood handle that's carved and then a sheath that's carved, and the sheath has like a metal,
like a brass latch on it.
Yeah, it's got a clip for safety, so that's, I like that.
And it's like a Bowie, it's like a huge Bowie knife.
Yeah. The wood is clearly hand engraved because there's a lot of imperfections in the engravement. And then when I hit the latch, I open it up and there's a huge metal knife underneath. And you know what? See, I think this might be real silver because there's a little bit of glue.
Oh, yeah. That looks like my great auntie's soup spoons.
Yeah, like when you don't polish silver.
It's got like that blue stain.
Yeah, when you don't polish silver, it turns like sort of greenish. And
there's that like tarnish.
Yeah,
near the
there's some of that tarnish. So this is nuts.
I wonder if we should take a blue light to it and see if there's blood on it.
That's a great idea.
I bet there is. You know what? My dad fought in Vietnam.
Oof.
So I'm wondering if he got this knife when he was in the service.
That's crazy. That is like that's one of those things you find where it is equal parts awesome and really creepy.
Right? You have so many questions. Crazy. So I have like my older family members, as time has gone on, it's a very weird situation. My great aunts and uncles grew up. Think about Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, mm-hmm. the cartoon version is all four grandparents slept in one bed.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. basically the life of my great aunts and uncles. They all lived in one house. And if you got married, your other would move in.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It does. So we clean out different parts of the house as years go on.
Yeah.
And we found a funeral card for the, I forget his name, the mob mender, that member that the Godfather was based off of. And
Gotti?
Was that? Was that who was based? Is this? I don't know. Whomever the Godfather, like the Godfather was, that gentleman, when he died, you had to be invited to his funeral for obvious reasons. And I found the card in my uncle's drawer.
You could sell that on eBay, I bet.
I don't. My dad has it now, but I just have so many questions. I can't ask him now. He's gone. But what the hell happened?
Well, he's probably made.
He's a mobster member of my family. Oof. So many treasures.
So many treasures.
Bethany, have you found weird treasures in the history of any of your families?
Oh, for sure. Vito Corleone.
Vito Corleone.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I found like a lot of it was sort of given away. My grandfather was a big collector of like coins.
Okay.
Which were worth a lot of money, but I think that they kind of got rid of those because none of us are like coin collectors.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But I have like his I have his magnifying glass. I have a couple of like horns from animals that he killed in Africa and
Whoa.
Then like turned into art.
Yeah.
Like I have those sitting around and yeah, there's just things were different. Things were different back then. I look around and I'm like, is anything in my house going to be pass onable
right
to, you know, the next generation? And I think the only stuff is going to be stuff that either I made myself or that was more expensive and is good quality, because I feel like so much more stuff we have is just, you know, kind of throwawayable.
You mean you don't have a hand carved knife?
Not yet.
To pass down to the
I
next generation?
I think you could do that. I think that it's a good thing to think about when you look around and think, what do I want to last? What do I want to pass down to posterity?
Oh my God.
You know, that kind of thing.
I've had a container of ramen in my cabinet for like 2-3 years. That's a good shelf
That's
life so
one,
far.
Probably.
That might be something.
Can I come over and eat it?
Absolutely.
It's nutso to think of all this stuff that's in your attic and your basement you don't even know of.
You said you also found a wheelchair?
I found a wheelchair from the 1940s.
But no
that's
one
like
in the family
haunted stuff.
Uses.
No one in the family was ever in a wheelchair. So who knows? We're also a family of hoarders.
Okay.
That's like a side note.
But again, I understand keeping a wheelchair. It's a cool thing to keep, but
so,
who had it?
If you've ever seen the musical Annie, like even high school, even high school productions of Annie rent these out from like props companies.
Yeah.
It looks like the wheelchair they wheel FDR out in the musical Annie.
Oh my
like,
God.
It is so
Classic.
Old, this thing. So I like went on eBay last night and I was like clicking around and they're worth like $350, $400, $500.
I wonder if, like, your dad killed someone with that knife and stole his wheelchair.
I mean, it's a possibility, knowing my father. He is a true army colonel.
But he made it away first because he hypnotized the guy using the traits he found from this book.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I hope he...
It's the only logical
Can we ghost hunt in that house?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we really could have a seance in the house if
yes.
we wanted.
I mean, what are you guys doing this weekend?
I don't know if I'm going to... Yeah.
I'm having
Someone
a seance.
Someone has to stay in the getaway car,
all right.
is what I'm saying.
All right, you're going to miss all the fun. Kathleen, should we hold a seance?
We should.
Let's do it.
Don't sacrifice anything.
I'm not promising that this house is not going to crumble down on us while we're in it. It's that old and that in poor condition. But
every offer keeps getting better.
Should we say some thanks really quickly?
We definitely should.
Some shout-ups, as my parents say. We got just like so many amazing things from you guys at our P.O. Box. Again, it's an Acquired Taste Podcast P.O. Box 1717 Hoboken, New Jersey 07030. We got the most amazing mugs from Antonia.
Oh, Antonia, we love you.
I want to talk about these.
They say Kitchen Studio NYC on them. They're beautiful. We'll post a picture on our Instagram.
I don't want to use it.
Oh, you have to use it. That's what they're for.
No, but I'm already upset. What if something happens to it?
We got an incredible card from, we'll just say L.
Not E-L-L-E, but the letter L.
Yeah, and she took a big mental health step, and we're really proud of her. And,
yes.
We love that. Please, everybody, go to therapy. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
We got a card from Kate, and she sent us stickers for her podcast. It's called Nooga Bell Podcast, N-O-O-G-A, because she's from Chattanooga.
Nooga. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So we got those. We got a save the date, an imminent wedding from Becky and Alan. They're so cute. They're wearing flannel together.
Matching flannel. Yeah.
We love, we love, we love. And we also got a wedding invitation. I can't exactly, I think it's Gentry and Jameson are getting married as well. And we love you guys.
One of these days, we're just going to show up to a wedding.
Yeah, I know, joke's on you guys when that happens.
But we decided that it would be rude to show up and expect to eat if we didn't RSVP ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to show up when it's like time for dancing.
Yes. Exactly.
And we'll just dance and like eat cake off of somebody's plate.
That's, I'm fine with all of this.
Okay.
Shout out to Rusty and Kristen. We love you guys so much. And also a shout out to Allie. She bought us these like adorable presents from Redbubble.
Yes, but I love the card in the front. It says, have a nice day. And the other bubble says, don't tell me what to do.
And then lastly, we got books that I'm so impressed with people who write books, by the way. Piper Malone has a series of books that she sent us. So thank you, Piper. We love hearing from you guys. We love knowing what you do in your free time and on your side hustles and seeing the works of art that you all do. So keep that stuff coming. We want to see what you're doing when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we can relate because you're actually listening to our side hustle.
Yeah.
We just don't need to put it in a mailbox for you. Thankfully, we get to stay lazy and you could find it somewhere else.
Today, I adopted a third side hustle for myself.
What did you do?
Hypnotizing.
Hypnotizing.
You better start making some money off of that.
Yeah. Cluck like a chicken. Now.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
So good.
You're still training.
Oh my God, guys. You're the best. You're so easy to
remember, confident but not cocky.
Manipulate.
Keep your wits about you. Should we, before we go around the table and say what we learned this week, thank our final partner for this episode?
Yes.
Let's do that. So, you guys have heard us talk about these guys before. We want to thank Beachbody On Demand. So what it is, this is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to so many different kinds of workouts you can do for the comfort of your own living room any time of day. So that's perfect if you have crazy hours, and that's perfect if you are sometimes super social, but sometimes really not social at all, which is all three of us. So there's 100 programs of different kinds of workouts for different fitness levels, and they have all different lengths of time. So really, this is a service that offers any kind of puzzle piece workout for what best suits you.
Yeah.
So Kathleen, what is your favorite workout this week?
So this week, because I have a beach day coming up on Saturday,
yes.
I've been doing Beachbody On Demand's Clean Week program.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
And day number three was a strength day, and I was so sore, but like in the good way, at the top of my kneecaps, you know when you do like a lot of lunges and you really get it right in there?
Oh, yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I foam rolled in my bathroom.
I do have to say, when you pulled your skirt up over your head earlier to show us your nighttime underwear, your thighs were looking very sleek.
Thank you. Yes. It's all because of Beachbody's On Demand, and I personally use it with my Fire Stick. They have an app right on there.
I also want to try Hip Hop Abs, just because I like saying Hip Hop Abs.
Hip Hop Abs.
All right, so we want you guys to try this because it goes with your schedule. Whenever you're ready to work out, it's ready to work out. So right now, you can get a special free trial membership when you text the word TASTE to 303030. That's text the word TASTE to the number 303030. You're going to get full access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, the support. You too could have sleek thighs, totally free. So again, just text TASTE to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand.
Awesome.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Drops. Bethany doesn't drop mics. She drops pieces of paper, and it's just as badass.
Yes.
Can I ask you guys a question before we talk about what we learned this week?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Have you ever felt sad that there's no white wine emoji?
Oh, you're right, because there's champagne, but there's not white wine.
Yeah, and it's just red wine.
I feel like you gave me a new reason to be sad, Kathleen.
I think about this a lot.
Do you really?
I do. I get so sad because I'm a white wine drinker.
Yeah.
So Kendall Jackson, you know that brand of wine?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're starting this campaign to start a white wine emoji.
Well, that's delightful.
It is, because if you have the champagne emoji, it's always two champagne glasses clinking, which means celebration.
And most of the time, I'm just drinking white wine for one.
I'm sorry. If there's two different camel emojis, which there is.
Yeah, why the hell?
Why is there only one wine? I feel like people people associate with wine more than they associate with camels.
Probably.
And I will never understand why the headphones with the music in it is in the sports section sometimes.
Kathleen, now she's pissed.
I'm sorry. I have a lot of feelings about emojis.
Now there's trouble in River City.
I write a lot of Facebook statuses. And, okay, while I'm at it, why can't Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Apple and Google, whatever, get on the same page and put the same types of emojis in the same categories?
Agreed.
Because sometimes the rainbow is with the weather, and sometimes the rainbow is with the other pretty things, like the flowers.
With nature.
With nature, you mean? Yes, like I said, the outdoor pretty things.
And why is there a series of cats in the faces emojis and not a series of dogs?
See, agreed. That one confuses me as well, although I do like the three monkeys.
I'm about to say something that I'm going to ask you to take out.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to think about that and then proceed.
Every once in a while, I can't stop myself.
This is staying in so far.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. So I had a friend.
Oh my God.
I had a friend who was really upset on my behalf that there wasn't a cheese emoji, because I'm from Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And so she emailed Apple for a cheese emoji.
No, she didn't.
And then she died.
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I'm laughing because it's unfortunate and uncomfortable.
Did it work?
Yes.
There's a cheese emoji now.
So now every time I use the cheese emoji, it's like in her honor.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable.
No, I understand. I laugh a lot, too, when I'm uncomfortable. I laughed like through an entire timing. Breakup once.
It was like the worst timing.
Oh, my goodness. I remember that. That was just a really unfortunate random circumstance of that friend.
Well, if your friend is listening from heaven, I'm happy to report to her that the cheese emoji is exactly where it belongs, in the foods.
Yeah, in the foods.
And not in the sports. Next to the headphones. Headphones are not a sport.
No, what if it was like go pack go, like cheese heads?
Well, and I am from Wisconsin. That should be in the sports section.
See, so that it could be in the sports section, yeah. Kathleen.
And
there's so many options.
You know what? Like, there's a lot of emojis that support gay marriage and gay rights. You know, there's all those rainbow hearts.
Yeah.
And there's the gay pride flag.
Yeah.
There's no ring that doesn't have a diamond on it. There's only a woman's engagement
true.
Ring.
Well,
true.
Guys can have the diamonds.
That's
I mean,
true.
Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
But
that's
not
true, but they have no man band, like the stereotypical one.
Because it would just look like a hole.
It would just be a hole.
Yeah.
Can I say something my mom said this weekend that really just had, I was having a blast. She decorated something all in rainbows, and my sister said it looked like she was decorating it for Pride because my mom actually, unbeknownst to her, purchased Pride decorations.
Yeah.
And then she goes, it's just rainbows. And Farrah goes, no, Mom, these are specifically for Pride. And then Mom goes around. She's like, why do we can't have the rainbows too? I want to use the rainbows. Why do all the rainbow wrapping have to be Pride? And it just was a big cluster of fun for me.
It happened. You know what?
Like, Mom, you can't have the rainbows, but just know that that is packaged and branded specifically
For Pride.
Right.
I love rainbows. They're beautiful. RGBIV is an excellent series of colors in the right placement.
And you can have them.
And you can have them,
you can have them, too.
You and my mother.
Okay, so let me just one more question about emojis.
Yeah, I can tell you have a lot of feelings.
You know the scared one, like the really scared one?
Oh, yeah, that's like based off that oil painting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is
the
it
scream.
Why is it blue at the bottom? Is it also cold?
It's based off the scream, the painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is it yellow at the top and blue at the bottom?
Because it's still an emoji.
The scream painting is black and white.
No, it's not. It's a color.
It is?
Yeah, baby.
Because it's the face part of the scream is blues and yellows.
Oh, I failed art history.
Oh,
so
it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand that. It looks like you're scared, but also cold.
Yeah, that's more of a question for the artist than the emoji people.
Yeah, and he's unfortunately dead.
We can't ask him.
Hi, buddy.
But what about the crying one with the blue at the bottom, too?
What's the crying one?
Kathleen has... So you should just tweet out all of the emojis that we've discussed that have feelings about. You should do that.
Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Kathleen, do you need a breather?
Yeah, you guys go first.
Okay. I learned that I think I'm upset that I'm more open-minded than I thought I was. And the reason...
Hold on. I think I'm upset that I'm more open-minded than I thought I was. Okay.
Because for about a year and a half, my boyfriend...
We'll call him William.
We'll just call him William.
William.
Has wanted me to watch anime. And I've never...
given at the time of day, and I'm like, I don't want to, because I really like expressions, like cartoons don't work with me in general. I had all the logical reasons in the world.
Yeah, you hated it without knowing what it was.
I hated it. Yeah. I'm just like, no, I want to see people and faces, and yeah. I also don't want to read. If I want to read, it would be a book, not a show.
Okay. I would also say that anime would not be on branding for what I like.
It's uh-huh. right. That was another one of my things. I'm like, it's just not my narrative. It's not mm-hmm. my vibe. So I started watching one last week with him, Attack on Titan.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. And son of a bitch, it is so good.
Yeah. It's not for 10-year-old kids?
It's not for 10-year-old kids. And I don't want to give anything away. If anyone's curious, I definitely suggest going to watch Attack on Titan. But just to give broad strokes, it's about a city, a civilization, and giants are surrounding the city. And it's been that way for hundreds of years, but they have no brains. They can't think, but their only one driving force is to kill and eat people.
Okay.
So it's this weird thing mm-hmm. where you see them eating people. It's very creepy. And they just have like an army about how to try and fight the Titans. But there's so many good things about it. The music is incredible. And the most badass characters are women. They're these warriors that like shake the guys at different parts. They're like, you have got to pull it together. It doesn't matter that you just saw Ikur die. Okay. You okay. need to keep it together because there are more Titans to slay.
I'm like, think I could get down with this.
Preach, girl. Preach. So yeah, it's a great GD show and I'm upset about that.
I love that you tried it. Because the thing about anime is that it's often incredibly sweepingly cinematic.
Yes.
Wait, you said anime.
Anime? I say anime, but that doesn't mean I'm right at all.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if I'm wrong.
No, I have no idea. It might be. I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
Tomato.
But yeah, but it's so beautiful. When I was a film studies minor, we watched a lot of it, and we watched Akira, which I highly recommend.
Akira.
And then we watched the one where they did an American version where Claire Danes did one of the voices.
Oh, cool.
I would go back and listen to the one that's not Claire Danes.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm so glad you tried that. It's such a beautiful genre, and there's so much. And within that genre, there's so many genres.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The writing's smart. There's so many cookies. Like, I'm 9 episodes in, and I'm seeing something, and I'm like, I pause and I look at William. I'm like, didn't they make one sentence referencing this in the first episode? And he's like, yep.
I don't mean to like burst the anime bubble, but actually this is like a tiny little bubble to add to the big bubble.
Do it.
Have you ever seen anime porn?
Tentacle porn?
No.
Is that
it is delightful.
Is it? Why? Go on.
I never thought I could be so turned on by a character.
Wow. Okay.
By pen to paper, other than a love note.
Once I finish this series, I'm going to consider looking at that.
What's the name of the series again that you're watching?
Attack on Titan.
So if Attack on Titans is not perhaps your thing, anime porn may be your thing. There's a lot out there.
Who knows? Don't knock it till you try it is the moral of this story.
I mean, yeah, again, genres within genres.
That's exactly what Bethany was getting at.
Yeah.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
If you need something totally brainless to watch on Netflix, I love natural disaster movies like The Day After Tomorrow and Dante's Peak, you know, the world is ending, a volcano is blowing up, blah, 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 blah. Wait,
hang on. Roll credits.
It's the worst.
But they prevail. Beautiful shot of a ruined city.
Oh, my God. How it ends.
Oh. Okay.
And guys, no joke, Forrest Whitaker stars in this movie.
Really? I love him.
Yes. So it's like the end of the world type movie. And Kat Graham from Vampire Diaries, she's in it. And the movie's really good. Like, really, really, really good.
Huh. Like, but it's a mindless good.
Good, bad. Like, so good it's bad.
I love that stuff.
Very bad, but good.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. There's stuff in there.
Yeah, totally.
I like this.
Yes. Put that on your cue to watch. Do people even use cues anymore?
I don't know the last time. I have a mental cue.
Exactly. I always thought cues were mental, so that's...
Is there an actual cue?
There's a cue on Netflix, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one on Amazon Prime for sure. Anyway, it's called How to End. Watch it tonight.
I love it.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
If you love creepy stuff like I love creepy stuff...
Yeah, you do.
Go to the Wikipedia page, List of Incidents at Walt Disney World.
Oh,
no.
And it just talks about all of the horrible things that have happened at Walt Disney World. There are also pages for Universal Studios and like SeaWorld and stuff. They talk about how people died. Who died on the monorail?
People died... there a lot, right?
People are dying left and right.
But don't they like not have any doctors on the direct premises so that you have to leave the park so that they have to pronounce you dead outside of it?
I've heard that
before.
Isn't
that like a loophole or a myth or something?
Yeah, like they always say like, oh, they died in the
right.
EMS.
Because there's no
on
one
the
there to yeah. pronounce you
that
dead.
I don't know if that's true or not, though.
If
I don't
true.
Know. I don't yeah. know if it's true or not.
I don't know either.
But a lot of these people die because they do things you're not supposed to do. Like, don't stand up on you know, a ride that's like going in a dark tunnel because you're right. going to get your capitated. But it's just crazy. Like, and a lot of it, too, is people who had these undiagnosed heart issues. So go to your doctor, get your heart diagnosed. But one of them is like, Expedition Everest, a man lost consciousness while riding the coaster and then he died.
What?
Yeah, it's just crazy. Someone suffered a seizure.
Oh my goodness. Make sure you're in tip-top shape before going here.
This is why I don't go to Disney.
That's not a good reason
That's
to not go to Disney.
That's not why you don't go to Disney, mm-hmm. Kathleen.
Just keep
you can,
your arms.
You can die there.
Keep your arms. You can die anywhere. You could die in Kitchen Studio NYC right now.
Yeah, it's true.
And you might.
Maybe I'm already dead.
Where'd your knife go, Kathleen?
You don't know. It's in your back.
Damn it, I forgot to move
I
it.
Have it right here. All right, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We would love to hear if you accidentally got hypnotized. If you did, that's amazing.
Put the knife away, Kathleen.
Please follow us on our socials. I'm at Radio Bethany on Twitter and Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else. Kathleen?
I am at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And I am Sam_Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter.
And then follow what, Kathleen?
I was going to say Bethany. Can you please just remind us to breathe?
Yes, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Thanks for reminding me to remind you guys.
I won't breathe until Kathleen takes that knife out from behind her back. It's very suspicious.
Also, we are on Spotify now, which is awesome.
Yay, Spotify!
And is there anything else we need to remind you guys of?
Nope, that's it.
We will talk to you next week.